Today's daf is Gittin Daf Lamed Beis, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Rova v'Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Today's daf is being learned by Ilui Nishmas, Chaim Elazar, Be'ibodol Chaim, Reb Shim Shenariyeh. So we're at the very last leg of Perek Kol Haget, which is going to pick up where the previous daf left off, which is very much a digression, talking about winds. So the parak began talking about the halachis of lishma when it comes to gittin, and it ends discussing winds, specifically the idea that not all winds, not all ruchais, were created equally. This gemara is going to talk about a ruach kodim, the ruach mizrachis, and the gemara tells a story. Rava v'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak haviyasvi. Rava and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak were sitting together. Have a chalif ba'azel, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, the Yosef biguharka did the hava. As they were sitting, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov was traveling towards them, and he was sitting in a golden chariot. Uparis aleo sarbala de karsi. And he was covered by a beged of some sorts, and the color was karsi, which is a bluish greenish color. In other words, he came in a very dignified, in a very malchistic way. So the Gemara says, Ravel azal the gabed Rav Nachman, Ravel went towards him. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak lo azal the gabed. Whereas Rav Nachman by Yitzchak did not go towards him. Amar, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, Dilma mi inche debay reish galusa. You know, this person certainly looks like he's one of the mention of the reish galusa. Ravel tzarech lohu. Ravel needs them. Ano lo yitzrich na lohu. But I don't need them. And it's for that reason, although Rava was going to greet this person, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak felt that he didn't have to. Says the Gemara, the Chazar, Rav Nachman by Yaakov Hava, where Rav Nachman by Yitzchak saw that the person wasn't just someone from the Reish Galusa, but it was Rav Nachman by Yaakov, Azal the Gabe, he too went towards him. So when he came to him, says the Gemara, Golo the Dare, Rav Nachman by Yaakov, he started rolling up his sleeve, meaning he started exposing his arm. Omar, he said, Shadya Nafshev, he said, I'm very, very hot because there's a wind blowing, there's an Easter wind blowing, and as a result, I need to roll my sleeves up. Either way, that's the story. Amar Rava, Rava, somebody heard Rav Nachman bar Yaakov say something about an Eastern wind. He said, Achi, Amar Rav, I'll tell you what Rav said. Those winds are so powerful that Isha Mapelespa, it can cause a pregnant woman to miscarry. B'Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Afilu Margolish Shebiyam Markevis, boy. It can cause a pearl that's at sea to literally rot, to disintegrate. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Afilu shichva zera shebimei isha masreches, boy. The shichva zera that's inside the womb of a woman that eventually can develop into a vlad, even that shichva zera could be masreches, it can go bad, it can impact her ability to conceive. Zok Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak heard what Rava said. See, he commented too. He said, the shloisha mikra echadarsh, I think all three, Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Yochanan, who said something about the power of the eastern wind, they all base their ha'ora on the same pasuk. It's a pasuk in Hosea. So the pasuk says, Ki hu bein achim yafri, yavoi, kodim, ruach Hashem, ruach, that's kodim, that comes from the east, Mizrach is going to come, mi midbar oila, v'yevoish mekoire, v'yechrev mayanoi, who yishsar oitzar kol kli chemda, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. I believe that it's from this pasuk that you see these three things that the Amoraim said this eastern wind can cause. Again, what were the three things? Rav said, Isha Mapelas boy, Shmuel said, Afilu Margolos Shebiyam Merkeves boy, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Afilu Shichva Zera Shebimei Isha Masrachas boy. So said Rav Nachman Yitzchak, this pasuk again that's referring to the Kadim Ruach Hashem says, Yevoish Mekore. What does that mean? Zumekore Shalisha. It's referring to the Mekor of the Isha, meaning if she's pregnant, it can cause that the Vlad is going to dry out, meaning the Vlad is going to die. V'yechrev mayonoi, what is that referring to? Ze shichva zera shebimei isha. That's referring to any shichva zera that's inside of her. That would be masrachas. And who yishsa oitzar kol kli chemda? Zu margolos shebiyam, it can cause the margolos shebiyam to be nerkeves. On my Rava, so when Rava heard this pshat, the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, he said the following, Odi, he said, this taich surahu, it must come from someone that's from surah, the daiki kroi. They know how to say pshatim and psukim in a niflidig away, this sounds like it's a pshat from someone that's from Surah. Zok the Gemara, Maiki hu bein achim yafri, we pretty much tie this whole pasuk. So what do the first words of the pasuk mean? The pasuk begins, ki hu bein achim yafri, Omar Rava, Rava said, afilu shufsa bekufina demara rafia. So Rashi says, this is the handle that's inside a hammer or something of that nature. It can cause the wind that this handle is suddenly going to go bad, which is going to ruin this whole keli. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, afilu sichsa bedafna rafia, that if you have a nail that's inside a doifen, even that can suddenly go bad. Rabbi Nachman by Yaakov said, afilu kanya bekufsa rafia, if you have a kana, you have a reed, even that reed can suddenly fall apart. And on that note, Hadran Allah Kalaget. There's just one interesting thing that's worth pointing out. Machloikis Rashi and Toisvis. Not a halachic Machloikis Rashi and Toisvis, but this is a good Yediyah Sashas Machloikis Rashi and Toisvis. And that is, Rashi says that the story that happened in our Gemara, where Rav Nachman by Yaakov is traveling in this golden chariot, he's covered in this royal garb, and Rav and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak are sitting. Rav goes to greet him. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, I don't have to go greet him. He says, Rav needs him, I don't need him. So why did Rav Nachman by Yitzchak feel that he didn't need this choshev who's who person, this VIP that was traveling with this very, very choshev entourage? Says the Hilgir Rashi, why? The Rav Nachman, and you have to add what the Bach says, the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak chasne de nesiyahava. Because Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, we know he was an Edim by the Reish Galusa. And really, this is something that's mavur throughout Shas. And being the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was Chasna the Bein Asiya, he was an Edim. He married into this very, very royal, prestigious family. So he didn't need any protection. Rav, yeah, he needed to come on to them. But Rav Nachman by Yitzchak didn't need this. Says Tosfos, it sounds to me a little bit like Rashi holds that the Rav Nachman and Shas that everyone knows was an Edom by the Reish Galusa was Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Everyone is familiar with the Amora Rav Nachman. He's one of the most often quoted Amoraim in Shas. We're also familiar with the Amora Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, also one of the most quoted Amoraim in Shas. But I don't think anyone ever thought that Rav Nachman is Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. L'chayra, so that's zwei dinen. Rav Nachman l'chud and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'chud. Now, just to be clear, just because you find Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak referred to as Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, that in and of itself doesn't preclude Stam Rav Nachman from being Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Moshel Ma Davidoyma, Stam Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon bar Yechai. Yet you find Rav Shimon and you find Rav Shimon bar Yechai. So that in and of itself is not a stira. But still, to say that Stam Rav Nachman's Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is definitely a chiddush, and Tosfos already asks his kasha, it's a long Tosfos here, Dibra Maschel, and no loit Tzarich Nolohu. And Tosfos says that I think the story was just the opposite. Stam Rav Nachman's not Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. You know who Stam Rav Nachman is? Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. And that's precisely why he was traveling on this golden chariot. That's why he's going with this malchus dig away, because he's chasna de bein asiyah. It's for that reason gufa. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak didn't feel that he had to go with him for a different cheshbon, because he was a gvir, Tosfos says. The last words of Tosfos. But the bottom line is just the opposite from the way Rashi is learning the Gemara. Rashi is learning the Gemara that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is Stam Rav Nachman, he's Chasna the Bein Asiya, which is precisely why he didn't feel that he had to go greet this person. Tosfos says, no, Stam Rav Nachman is Rav Nachman by Yaakov, which is precisely why at the end of the story it's Rav Nachman by Yaakov that's traveling in this way, because he's chasin the bein asiyah. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is a different amayr. Why did Rav Nachman Yitzchak now feel that he had to go greet this person? Osher haya. But the bottom line is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Stam Rav Nachman and Jas. Is it Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak? Is it Rav Nachman by Yaakov? And this Gemara right here is one of the makayris where this machlokes manifests itself very beautifully. Two mahalchim had to learn poshup shot in the Gemara that we just learned. Either way, on that light note, we begin one of the most famous prakim in Shas, the fourth parak in Masechtas Gittin, Parak HaSheleach. And Parak HaSheleach is not just a Gittin digger parak, but really it's a Shas Kotin digger parak. So it's going to start with Dine Gerishin, but it's immediately going to digress to some of the biggest sugis in Shas, a very, very, very geschmack Shas Kotin digger parak. Zok Teilu Gemishna, HaSheleach Yedla Ishtoi, somebody made a Shleach Loilocho to divorce his wife. And then, after he sent the shliach, he had remorse. So he starts running after the shliach to chase him. Why? To tell him that I change my mind. I don't want you to give this get. Or if he himself was not the one that told the shliach, don't forward, go forward with the shlichus, but rather he sent the shliach to be mevatel the shliach. What did he tell him? This get that I gave you is batel. I raise that batel. The halacha is he has the ability to be mevatel the shlichus. What if the husband didn't go to the shliach and tell the shliach, I don't want you to give the get, but he went to his wife. He told his wife, I want you to know, I sent the shliach to divorce you, but I changed my mind. I was nespayes. So if he shows up, let him know. Then I'm being moiser moida that I don't want it to be in effect. Or if he didn't go to his wife himself, but he sent the shliach to his wife, and he told her, get the get that I sent you is batel. I raise a batel. The halach is it's batel. Says the Mishnah, in the shiagia get liyada. If, however, all this happened, whether he went to the shliach or he sent the shliach to the shliach, he went to the wife or he sent the shliach to the wife, but it was way too late, meaning the shlichus had already played out. The shlich leilach already gave the get to his wife. At that point, he can't be mevatel it anymore. Why? Because the gerushin happened. Once the gerushin happens, it's already too late. If you want to be mevatel it before the gerushin, that's something you can do. But once the gerushin happens, at that point, it's not okay anymore. Says the Mishnah, a little history. Barishayna, it used to be that hoya oisa bezdin b'makim achru mevatel. If a person wanted to be mevatel the shlichus, as in the halacha that we just mentioned, somebody made a shlich leilach and then he changed his mind. This was something he was allowed to do in Bezdin. That's what it sounds like. But the point is, it did not have to be done in the presence of the shliach or in the presence of the isha. Hiskin, Rabbi Gamliel Azakin made a takana, shalo yiyu oisin kain, that it shouldn't be done this way, mipnei tikun ha'olam. And what exactly that means will be the topic of tomorrow's daf. But the halacha of the Mishnah is that if someone's shoyleach get le'ishtoi, if he wants to be mevatel, what it is he just did, he could do it. In fact, the Mishnah is very, very wordy. The Mishnah gives us four examples of how you could do it. The man could tell the shliach, I want to be mevatel the shlichus. He could send the shliach to the shliach to tell him, I want to be mevatel the shlichus. The man can tell the woman, I'm letting you know, even though I sent the shliach, it's not negeya, or he could send a shliach to the woman. Hatzad Hashavah Shebehen is, if he says batel hu, the halacha is, hareza batel. Now, there's going to be a discussion in the Gemara whether when the husband is mevatel, what exactly is he being mevatel? Is he being mevatel the get, or is he being mevatel the shlichus? Let's say he changes his mind again. So he's all over the place. And now he decides he does want to divorce his wife. Could he use the get or could he not use the get? If he was mevatel the get, he won't be able to reuse the get. Done. If he was mevatel the shlichus, the get itself is b'mkoymoy oimedes, and all he would need to do is to make a new minor shlichus. But either way, this is the first halacha of Perek HaShaleach, and that states, kipshutai, that if a person made a shliach and then afterwards he has remorse, he has the ability to be mevatel. Zok de Gemara. The Mishnah said a shliach get le'ishtoi v'higia b'shliach. He arrived at the shliach. So the Gemara makes a very, very subtle diak. Higia lo'i katani ele higia. Now, higia, Rashi says, havi mashma sherodaf achara v'hisigoi. It would have been mashma that he was running after him, he's mamash out of breath, and then finally he chaps him and he says, wow, Baruch Hashem, I got you. I want to be mevatelin. Higia is a little softer. Higia means he just bumped into him. And the Gemara says that it sounds like the Mishnah went out of its way to teach us that this halach of a shalech get le'ishtoi is true not only if it's higiyoi, now if he ran after him, but even if he bumped into him, meaning va'afilu b'meila, even if it just so happens they were in the same place at the same time, and he says, you know something? Come to think about it. You're here. I don't want to divorce my wife. Scratch that. So the Gemara says, why is that a chiddush? It really is a chiddush. You know why? Because if this man really regrets being megarish as ishtai, then you would think he would be a higiyai. He wasn't. He was punked a higiyah. What does it sound a little bit? It sounds a little bit like, really, he's moving forward. Because again, if he wasn't moving forward, he would have done a maisa. He punked bumped into him. I think the reason he's telling him now, don't give the get, is, says the Gemara, maybe he just wants to be Mitzayah her. He just wants to schlep this out a little bit longer. Kamash malon the Mishnah, that even if it was Higiyah, it wasn't Higiyah, even then it could be Mevatel the get, meaning V'loy Amrino, now we don't say Letzura Hu Dekamachavin, that really he just wants to be Mitzayah. To the contrary, if he was Mevatel it, he was Mevatel it, and therefore it's going to be a proper Bittel. Now the Mishnah gave four examples of how this works. The first example was the Pashut example. He makes a Shliach, and then he tells the Shliach, don't give the get. Or he sent the shliach to tell the shliach don't give a get. Or he told his wife, I want you to know that get shouldn't be a get. Or he sent a shliach to his wife. And the Gemara now is going to work through why we need four cases to teach us the same halacha. So the Gemara, why did the Mishnah have to give me the second case? Just tell me, it could be mevatel. Why do I need two cases? Not only could you do it yourself, you could even do it al yidei shliach. Why would you think you can't do it al yidei shliach? If shlucha shaladim kemoisai, why would you think this is different? So the Gemara says, mal detema, because I would have thought, lo yalima shlichusei debasra, mishlichusei dekama delevatle. I would have thought, this is an unbelievable chiddush that the lamdim struggle with. That maybe once I made a shliach lahaylacha, it could be you don't have the right now to make a shliach to be mevatel the shliach lahaylacha. And the reason is because you just made two shluchim: one shliach to be megarish your wife, and another shliach to undo the gerishin. So my chazis that one shlichus should be better than the other shlichus. So I would have thought that, yeah, if the person himself is mevatel the shliach, that's one thing. But to make a shliach to be mevatel the shlichus, mechatesa, you can do that. Meaning, lo yalima shlichus at the basra, the second shlichus shouldn't be more olam shlichus at the kama than the first shlichus, the levatle, so that you should be able to be mevatel, kamash malon. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that this is something that you could do. Kadam hu eitzel ishtli lamali. What was the third case of the Mishnah? That if the man goes to the woman and he tells her that I want to be mevatel the shlichus, that also works. Why would you think it doesn't work? At the end of the day, you are mevatlet. It makes a difference if you tell the shliach or if you tell the isha. So the Gemara says, I would have thought, kilei amina litzuru kamachavim. We said earlier that there's always a chance that when a person is mevatel the shlichos, he's not really doing it because he wants to renege, but rather the reason he's doing it is because he just wants to be mitzayr. So I would have thought that even though we said it's already mevor in the Mishnah, that we're not choshish, litzuru kamachavim. Where's the mevor in the Mishnah? Because it says he giyah. It doesn't say he giyah. But I would have thought, hani mili, when is that true, the shliach? That's only true if you're talking to the shliach. So if you're talking to the shliach, we never assume litzuru kamachavim, even if it's only higiyah. Avaladida. But if the man goes to the woman and he tells her, you know, I'm sending a get with a shliach, but I want you to know the get is really not a get. So now it sounds like he's really chapping with her. And you could have thought that therefore we don't even view it as a bittel. Vadai litzuru kamachavim kamash mulanda. No. If you were mevatel, you were mevatel. Oishe shalach etzla shliach lomali. What was the fourth case? That you could be mevatel it by sending a shliach to the isha. What do I need that case for? So the Gemara says again with the same idea. Ma'adotei ma'ai would have thought, iyuhu deloi tarachataita letzura. If the man goes to the woman, even though this is far to say letzura kamachavim, there we say that it wasn't letzura kamachavim because this man is not going to put in such a hard day's work, stam to be mitzayer. He's going to go after her and he's going to tell her, I got some ice, I will shliach. But to appoint the shliach, deloy ichbesle. He doesn't care kitarach if the shliach is tireach, right? It doesn't cost him anything if the shliach is schwitzing because he needs to do this. So over there, being that the shliach was sent to the isha, vaday lutzur kamachavim, we would think that maybe for sure you're coming to be mitzayer, kamash malon, that's the chiddush. Bottom line is, in all four cases, whether the man went to the shliach, the man sent the shliach to the shliach. Whether he went to the isha, he sent the shliach to the isha. If he said he wants him in levatel, it's considered a bittel. There's nuances in chedushim in all these cases. We don't assume that tzu'uru kamechavim. We assume that if he means to be mevatel, then he means to be mevatel. Now, the last halacha of the Mishnah was, in mishihigia get liyado in a yachal levatel. Once she gets the get, now it's already a day late and a dollar short. And what's the Gemara's kasha? Pshita. Of course, what's the chiddush? Why would you think otherwise? So the Gemara says, "Loi tzricha." I'll tell you, there's a chiddush. The Mahadur Allah made kar levatule. The case is, with this man was looking for his wife because he wanted to be mevatel. Lemais, he ended up getting there a little bit too late, so he missed it. Now the tema, I would have thought, igloi milsa the mafreya the betule batle, being that he was trying to find her the whole time, and now he was mevatel the get. It's igloi milsa the mafreya that he was already mevatel at beliboy. So even though he never made it to her, but that's a umdana that already a bittel took place. Kamash malon that you don't say that. Now this shaklavatarya of the Gemara has a long taisvus, a very very long taisvus right here on the Yomid. If we were learning Be'ian, we would spend a lot of time on this taisvus, but really, in order to properly understand this Tosfos, we have to know a Gemara leKaman and Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. Machlokes Abaye veRava Gilui Das Begita Milsehi Olav Milsehi. Incidentally, that's a very prominent machlokes between Abaye veRava because it's one of the six times that we paskin like Abaye, not like Rava. It's the Gimel in Yal Kegam. Bez Hashem, it's going to come up in a few days, and then hopefully we'll revisit this Gemara and learn this Gemara up a little bit better. But either way, there was some shakla v'tarya, a hava mina and a maskana, where a man tried being mevatel again, or at the very least, say this a little bit more clearly, he was mahadar aleil, he was trying to find his wife, and then he found her, too late. And when he found her, he said, I wanted to be mevatel the get. Do we say, Goy Muslim, I'm afraid that he was mevatel with belave, therefore it should be a bittel? The Chiddush of the Mishnah says, the Gemara is no. At the end of the day, if you arrived after the get was already given, it's already too late. And at that point, she is going to be migurash. So this Braisa now is a technical Braisa. It has a little bit of a Nedarim vibe in that we're going to discuss Lashoinus. And that is the precise language that a husband has to use when he's mevatel aget. So there's some Lashoinus that are good Lashoinus for bittel aget, and there's some Lashoinus that are not good Lashoinus for bittel aget. Now if you look at the Mishnah, what was the Lashon that the Mishnah used? So the Mishnah said, for Amar Loi, the man told the Shliach, or the Shliach told the Shliach, he said, Getchen asati lecha, batelhu. Right, that was the Lashon. He said, batelhu. So batelhu we know is a good Lashon. The Mishnah says it's a good Lashon. The Gemara now is going to bring a price and another price, a big discussion talking about different L'shoinus, whether they are considered good L'shoinus or not considered good L'shoinus. Tana Rabban, bottle who? If the man says bottle who, or he says efshi boy, I don't want it. Dvar of kayomim, the halach is that's a loshin a bittel. Puzzle who? If he says it's puzzle, ain't a get, it's not a get. Loyamar klum. In that case, it's not going to be good. What's the difference? The difference is the only time it's considered a loshin bittel is if it's a loshin of lehaba. So bottle who Rashi says is mashma bottle yehei. I want it to be bottled. EF Shibai, I don't want it, meaning moving forward, I don't want it to be good. As opposed to Puzzle, who, Rashi says, Loi Mashma di Iu Mevatale. It doesn't sound like I'm being Mevatale moving forward. Elo, it sounds like what he's saying is, Moitzi Olav Shem Psol. He's saying, I want you to know this get is Puzzle. Malekla, it's not Puzzle. So here's the nuance. Here's the klal. The rule goes that if the language that the man is using is that I know this is a kosher get, everything is fine. But I don't want this to be a good get moving forward. Batalu. Then it's going to be a good lashon. If, however, the language that he uses suggests not that moving forward, I don't want to use this, but it's more that he's being moitzi shemra on the get. He's saying this is not a good get. Well, if it's a good get, then he said nothing. And it's for that reason, it's not going to be a good lashon. So the Gemara says like this: maybe the bottle lishon to levatel mashma. It sounds like that the word bottle, right? The Mishnah said it. The Braisa said it. Is a lashon of. Not that it is bottle, he's not being moitzi laz on the get, but to the contrary, he's saying bottle, yeah, hey, I want it to be bottle. It's a lashon of us. If somebody receives a matanah, so after he received the matanah, if he said the following, matanah zu mivuteles, if he says that this matanah is mivuteles, or he says ti bottle, he says this matanah is Tibatel, EF Shiba, or if he says Matanazu EF Shiba, Loy Amaklon, at Garnish Gazat. However, if he says Betelohi, or he says Eina Matana, then Dvar of Kayam, then what he said is okay. Now, this person received a Matana, doesn't want the Matana, and he said language that suggests such. Says the Bryce, so sometimes the language is going to be a good language, meaning it's going to be a bit on the matana, and sometimes it's not going to be good language. What does it depend on? So here it's just the opposite. If after the person receives the matana, he says, moving forward, I don't want this to be a good matana anymore, well, it's too late. You received it already. If, however, the language that he uses is that, oh, I know I received this matana, but ich hab es kemelisch gemeint, auf eine Ernst, meaning I never really wanted this matana, well, in that case, it's going to be good. So here it's the opposite. If the Lashon is a Lashon of Avar, then it's going to be a good Lashon. If it's a Lashon of Asid, so then already, it's not going to be a good Lashon. Now, what did the Braisa say? If he says, Betelohi, then the halacha is Dvar of Kayamim. Dvar of Kayamim means that Betelohi is a Lashon of Avar. We have in our sugi the Mishnah and the Braisa saying bottle who is a lashon of asid, and therefore it's a good lashon for bittel haget. Yet when it comes to hilchis mekabli matana betela, he is also a good lashon. Yet the rules are exactly the opposite. When it comes to bittel haget, the only time it's a good lashon is if it's in the asid. So bottle who is a good lashon, that means bottle who is a lashon of asid. When it comes to matana, the only time it's a good lashon is if it's a lashon of avar, which means if you're telling me bittel is a good lashon, it's a lashon of avar. So which one is it? I'm a bottle maker of mashma. So from our sugi, it's mashma that bottle is a lashon of libotel. From the sugi of matana, it's mashma, it's maker, I'm rabbi. Sabaya said you have to say shnei lashonos mashma. You have to say that the word bottle really means both. Mashma the bottle, umashma dilivatal. It's mashma lashon of aver, it's mashma lashon of asa. Gabi get, by get, the way we teach it is lishna the mahani be'ekamar. We assume that he meant to say the lashon that works. Gabi matana lishna the mahani be'ekamar. But matana, we always assume that he probably meant to say the word that uses. In other words, there's always an umdana that if a person uses a word, he means to use the right word, right? Otherwise, why is he saying what he's saying? Ramey has a sheet in Shas. Eino the moitzi dvar v'vatala. He takes it to an extreme. But everybody agrees with the principle that if a person is saying something, he means l'chura what he's trying to do. So if a person says a lashon that could be interpreted both ways, you're always going to be noita to the tzad that it works. So bitul aget, where he said batalhu, and the right way to say it would be a lashon of asid, and batalu could mean asid. We're going to assume he meant asid. By matana, where the right way to say it is a lashon of avar, and batalu could mean avar. So then we're going to teach that what he meant was avar. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Naktina, we have a Kabbalah. Shliach matana hareyu kishliach haget. So on the topic of bittul hashlichus, bittul haget, on the topic of shtar matana, right, these ideas just converge. So Abaya said, I'm going to tell you an important halacha. That is, if somebody sends a shliach lohilacha, but not legarish as ishtoi, but a shliach lohilacha to give somebody matana, it's kishliach haget, meaning the Mishnah Parakashalech applies. So if he wants to be chayzer, he can be chayzer. Nafkamina, why is this even newsworthy? Meaning, what was the chiddush that Abaya was saying? He was saying a chiddush that was discussed at the end of the first parak of Masechtas Gittin. And that is, lahoylech lav kischi dami. Because we had a big shayla, if somebody tells a shliach, hoylech mana leploini. Hoylech kischi or hoylech lav kischi. If hoylech is kischi, so then when he gives the mana, he gives this matana to the shliach, zachim adam shaloy befanov, and he can't be chayzer anymore. If hoylech is lav kischi, then he could be chayzer. What Abaya was saying was that the parashna of Perek HaShaleach applies to the halach of matana, meaning just like by a get, you could be chayzer, by matana, you could also be chayzer, and if that's the case, he's saying a very important halacha, and that is hoylech lav kischi dami. Ravina Ashkech Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Ravina once met Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. There's another story with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. The toli v'koi be'ibra d'dasha. He was leaning against the door, v'kami bayile, and he had the following shayla, batal mahu. Meaning, bottle, who, efshi, we had all the different lashonis. What if he just said the word bottle? Not bottle, who, but bottle. What's the halacha? Teiku. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, Amri lo som sebe masni satana. That we learned in a braisa that if somebody would say, get ze, lo yoyo, the following get. So again, somebody was sheleach get, lo ishtoi, and now he wants to be chayzer. And he said the following, get ze, lo yoyo. Or he said, lo yater, it shouldn't be matter. Lo yaziv, shouldn't allow my wife to be free. Lo yishaleach, it shouldn't be v'shulcha. Lo yigarish, it shouldn't be v'gerishin. Yehei cheres, it should be chaspa ba'almo. Yehei kicheres. All these l'shoines dvar of kayam. If he says, enei moyel, this get is not a good get. Enei matter, it's not matter. Enei maziv, enei mishaleach, enei megarish. Cheres hu, kicheres hu. Lo yamar klum, it's not going to work. And what's the difference? Again, it's a subtlety, but it's very, very profound. If you're talking lashon asid, it's good. If you're talking factually, or lashon over, then it's not good. Lashon over, meaning I know it's a good guy, I just don't want it to be good anymore. Okay, that's your right to do. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah in Perek HaShaleach. If you're speaking factually, you're saying this is not a good guy. Well, if it is a good guy, layomar klum, and that's why it's not going to be good. Ibo yiluhu, hareihu cheres mahu. What if he would say not cheres yehe, not cheres hu, but rather hareihu cheres? Right? You see the nedarim feel. So what would be the halacha? Amar Ravina, the Ravach Brei the Rava, Amar the Ravach Brei the Rava, the Ravashi. It's Pashit. And I'll answer with a mashal. Maishno, why would this be different than someone that says, Harehu Hektish, or Harehu Hefker? If someone says Harehu Hektish, it's Chal the Hektish. If somebody says Harehu Hefker, it's Chal the Hefker. Rashi says, how do I know that? Because the Kaimalon, the Havi Hektish, become a Duchti. He says, go through all the different Sugis Hashas, where you see different halachas related to Hektish. Harehu Hektish is a classic way of making Hektish. Now, when a person makes something Hektish, what's the right lashon? You don't say, this was Hektish. I'm making it hektish. Alm alava. So you see, Harehu is a lashon of lava. If it's a lashon of lava, hilchis hektish and hilchis hefker, so too it should be a lashon of lava when it comes to a bit of laget. Chayzer megarish by zokta gemara. Eino chayzer megarish by. Again, we're going through these sugyas as like we're in a rush. But the bottom line is that these are big sugyas. Dvar ma'im de beruma shalaylam. And these next few lines we already spoke about. right when we started the parak, and that is, if someone is shalach el ishtoi, and then he's chayzer, which the Mishnah says he has a right to do, and then he changes his mind again, he's flip-flopping, and now he wants to be megarish essentially. Could he use this get, or could he not use this get? Rav Nachman said chayzer megarish, but he could. Rav Sheshes on Rav Sheshes said any chayzer megarish, but he cannot. What's the nafkamina? The whole lumbus of how this works. Are you being mevatel the shlichus? Well then, chayzer megarish boy. Are you being mevatel the get? In which case, the get is a problem. So inu chayzer megarish boy. So what's the halacha? The hilchasa kavosei de Rav Nachman, who said chayzer megarish boy. Freik the gemara einis. That's all. Kaimalon. We know the halacha is that hilchasa kavosei de Rabbi Yochanan. That halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, the amach chayzeres, who holds that she could be chayzer. So what's that talking about? So Rashi says this is a sugya. In Perek Omer, Masech Des Kedushin. So a man told a woman, Hiskachi li b'moy salol. Hare at mikudeshes li b'tabazu. But he added one knech. He said, La'achash lo yishem yoy. I don't want the Kedushin to go into effect until 30 days. So, it's machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether she could be chayzer or not be chayzer. Rabbi Yochanan, she could be chayzer, because until 30 days, the Kedushin's not chal. Rish Lakish says, she can't be chayzer. That sugya, the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is very, very relevant to the sugis and Perek HaShelech, certainly if you're learning Be'ian. The Gemara tells the two sugis, but they're very, very relevant. Rabbi Yochanan holds that she could be chayzer, because even though she said, I do, meaning she was mekabel the Kedushin, but asi dibur u'mevatel dibur. So if she wants to be chayzer now, this is something that she's allowed to do. Reish Lakish holds she can, because Reish Lakish holds loy asi dibur u'mevatel dibur. That's a sugi that's oimid berumah shaloylam, and it has a lot to do with what we're learning about right now. Where a man made a shliach, right, you see the tzushtel, and now he wants to be mevatel the shlichus. L'chura, this is an asi dibur, which is being mevatel dibur. But the bottom line is, Tainas the Gemara, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan in that sugyo, we hold that asi dibur umavatal dibur. So if the Isha wants to be chayzer, she could be chayzer. So what's the kasha? If she could be mevatal the kedushin, so then you would think that the husband could be mevatal the get. So you're telling me that Allah is like Rav Nachman, that chayzer umegarish boy, because the bittul is on the shlichus, it's not on the chetz of the get. L'chura, how does that stem with the fact that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that if she wants to be chayzer, be mevatel, her kabbalas kedushin, this is something that she's allowed to do. So the Gemara says, what's the tzurshtel? Hashta, hachi, hashta, hasam over there, dibur v'dibur. What was the woman's role in being mekabel the kesef? She said, yes, I'm willing to be mekabel the kedushin. That's a dibur. Now she's being chayzer, that's also a dibur. Also dibur mevatel dibur. That is shitas Rabbi Yochanan. But the hach over here, nehi debatel the shlichus of the shliach. It's true, also dibur mevatel dibur, because kamel like Rabbi Yochanan, which is the whole premise of Perek HaShelech. Abegita gufen mika batel. But the ksivas I get is not dibur. The ksivas I get is a maisa. And if the ksivas I get is a maisa, haki mevatel, what was the havamina of the Gemara? There's a lot going on here. Zok the Gemara vayt. The barishayna haya oisa. Mishnah concluded, and the Mishnah said that the way a man would have to be mevatel his shlichus if he chose to do so, is either by notifying the shliach, either directly or through a shliach, or by notifying his wife, either directly or through a shliach. But it's not always the way it was. But Rishoyna, it used to be that a man didn't have to go to the shliach or his wife to mevatel the shlichus. All he needed to do was, he was oisa bezdin b'makam acher mevatel. He could be a b'makam acher, meaning away from where everything is happening. It could be in a local bezin somewhere. The shliach, the wife, both don't know about it. As long as it was in the presence of a bezin, that would be enough for bittul get. What happened was, Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, Mipnei Tikun Oilam, said that it can't be this way anymore. Either way, Zokta Gemara, Itmar, Bifnei Kamahu Mevakli. So we're going to analyze now the way it used to be. Barishoyna, before the Takana had be Bifnei Shlich, Bifnei Isha. Mishnah said b'fnei bez. In front of how many people did it have to be? Rav Nachman said b'fnei bez. In front of two. Rav Sheshes said b'fnei gimel. Rav Sheshes said it had to be in front of three. Rav Sheshes said b'fnei gimel. The Gemara is going to mention Rav Sheshes first because his pshat is just so much more pasha. He says in front of gimel b'fnei bez din k'tani, because it says in the Mishnah it has to be in the presence of bezdin, and the smallest bezdin is a bezdin shel shloisha, right? Dinim amen is b'shloisha. That's always the minimum share of bezdin. So being that it has to be b'fnei bezdin, and bezdin always has to be b'fnei gimel, so for that reason you need three people. Rav Nachman b'fnei bez. Rav Nachman says in front of two. How does he know that? Because lebei trei nami bezdin kari lohu. Because sometimes you find that a bezdin could actually be two. So what's the smallest bezdin? It's not three, it's two. I'm Rav Nachman. No, I mean, what's my makar that you could have a bezdin that's made up of only two dayanim? The Tanan, it's a mishnah. in Masechta Shvi'as. So the Mishnah in Masechta Shvi'as, might as well read the Mishnah because the Gemara is going to go through this quickly. But the Mishnah in Masechta Shvi'as is discussing the idea of a prusbel, an idea that we're all familiar with, and Be'ezer Hashem in a few days will be a lot more familiar with. The sugya prusbel is in Perek Hashelech. It's one of the Shas Katan Digger ideas that are discussed in our Perek. But either way, the Mishnah says as follows: Zeu Gufay Shal Prusbel. This is the way a prusbel works. Moisra Ani Lochem Ish Ployni Uployni Hadayonim. I'm giving over to you Ish Ployni Uployni Hadayonim, you and you, the Dayonim, Shebe Makom Ployni, who reside in Makom Ployni, Shekol Chayv Sheyeshli, that any outstanding loan that I have, that Shemitah is supposed to be Meshamet, Sheegvenu, I'll have the right to be Goyved, Kol Zman She'erze, whenever I want to. Vadayonim Chayz Melamata, and then the Dayonim sign beneath the Prusbel, Oy Ha'edim, or the Edim do. Either way, said Rav Nachman, you want to know my Makar, that you could have a Bezin that's made up of two people? This Mishnah, because what do you see in this Mishnah? It says, Maisrani lefneichem, ployni you ployni, hadayonim, shebemakom ployni. What do you mean, ployni you ployni? It should have said, ployni you ployni you ployni. You're missing one ployni. So, lechura, from the fact that there's two ploynis and not three ploynis, and we're dealing with a bezdin, hadayonim, so obviously you can have a bezdin bifnei shnayim. So, once there's an inyan of a bezdin bifnei shnayim, I hold that barishoyna, you had to do it in bezdin, granted, but you didn't even need a bezdin shal gimel, a bezdin shal shnayim would have been enough. Rav Sheshes, what's Rav Sheshes going to say? This sounds like a pretty good argument. This is atu tana ki ruchlo lechshav alezel. What, the tana is in, he's a ruchl? What, he's selling his geshaft over here? He has to start going through everything? He's not b'chuyif to go through everything. I think you got the gist of it. Anyone that's learned Mishnayis Gemara knows that a bezdin always has to be made up of three dayanim. He told you pliny, you pliny, and it's self-explanatory that there's another pliny in this geshaft. Either way, I'm Rav Nachman. Nachman, so you know, I mean a lot. I hear what you're saying, Rav Sheishes. But I'll prove to you from the Mishnah, I think, that my pshat is right. The Tanan, because the end of the Mishnah said, Hadayonim chayis melamata, the dayanim sign on the bottom of the prusbel, oy hoedim. So the dayanim sign, or the Edim are the ones that sign. So Rav Nachman said, my love, if the Mishnah mentions that the Dayanim sign and the Edim sign, doesn't it sound a little bit like Dayanim Dumya de Edim? That the Dayanim and the Edim are the same? Meaning, Ma Edim Shnayim, Af Dayanim Nami Shnayim? Doesn't it sound that way? Rav Sheshes is going to respond, what? Mechtesa, Midi Iria, Hokedi Isa, the Hokedi Isa. The Dayanim can sign. If the Dayanim, they have to be three, and the Edim can sign. If the Edim, they have to be two. Mehecha Tesi, because it says Dayanim or Edim, doesn't mean that the Edim have to be like Dayanim. Now, the emes is, what's Takav Shana Rav Nachman? Pasha Shana Rav Nachman. Because it says Dayanim and Edim, that's a raya that Dayanim are two. So really, from the Gemara's next kasha, you understand where Rav Nachman was coming from. Because the Gemara now, the way the Ritva explains the Gemara, is going to ask a kashan Rav Sheshes. Right? The Gemara, Lir Rav Sheshes, again, this is the Hezber of the Ritva. Lamali lemisni dayanim, lamali lemisni edim. Why does the Mishnah have to say that either dayanim can sign or edim can sign? You don't find that usually in Mishnah that talks about shtaris, that if the Dayanim want to sign, they can sign. If the Edim want to sign, they can sign. Look at Rashi, three lines from the top. Pshita desagi bahani oy bahani. It's pashut, either one works. Velisni Edim, really what the Mishnah should have said was Edim. Vehu adin ichas mi dayonim. And it would be understood that if the Dayanim signed the prusbel, it would be okay. Why did the Mishnah say? So the Ritva says like this. This kasha that the Gemara is asking right now was bothering Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman, because of this kasha, felt that the time of the Mishnah is coming to tell me a chiddush. You know what the chiddush is? Edim do mi dayonim. And just like Edim is two, Dayanim is also two. But you, Rav Sheshes, who don't hold that way, he says, mi dir, ya hakadisa, hakadisa. Oh, so you have to be miyashiv. The question, the obvious question that for sure was bothering Rav Nachman. As I freak the Gemara, and the Gemara says, hakamash, well, no, there is a little bit of chiddush over here. Not that you could have two Dayanim, no such thing. Bezin has to be made up of three. But at the same time, there is a little bit of a chiddush, and that is the loishna kasa b'loshin dayanim v'chasmi edim. It doesn't matter if the shtar was written b'loshin dayanim, and then it's signed by Edim. So what does it mean? It's written b'loshin dayanim. Rashi. Kigoyin beidina havino. We were a bezdin v'asa ployni v'amra lona meisrani lochem ployni u'ployni. So it's written in the first person as if the Dayanim are the ones that are talking. And Edim sign it, that's okay. V'loishna kasa b'loshin Edim. And it doesn't matter that if it was written b'loshin Edim. Rashi tells you what the loshin Edim would be as well. V'chasmi Dayanim. And then the Dayanim signed it. Either way, it's going to be okay. But al kopanim, Rav Sheisha said, I never heard of a bezin that's made up of two. And as a result, even though it says Pliny Pliny, it means Pliny Pliny Pliny. And if our Mishnah says that Barishayin, it had to be in the presence of bezin, it meant in front of how many Dayanim? It had to be in the presence of three Dayanim. Rav Nachman was chaylik. Rav Nachman said that no, there's such a thing as a bezin bifnei shnayim. Where do you see that there's such a thing of a bezin bifnei shnayim? You see it in the Mishnah Masech Teshvias by a prusbol. That's the minimum shear. Tafasta mo, tafasta. Even Barishayin, where it was necessary to be done in the presence of a bezin, it had to be in front of two. Now, tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to go vaita with this, and the Gemara is going to give a little bit of a hesmer. We're going to get into a little oimik that relates in general to what we're learning about, but even specifically this machloikis between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. But either way, the first Mishnah in Perek HaShelech discussed the basic halacha that if somebody makes a shliach and now he wants to be mevatel the shlichus, he could. Now, in the Gemara, we saw there was a shayla. For a minute, there was suspense whether the Mishaleach, when he does this bittel, when he executes his rights per the Mishnah in Perek HaShelech, is he being mevatel the shlichus or is he being mevatel the get? But the Gemara immediately said, Allah Rav Nachman, the chayzer megarish bay, which means the get is still going to be a kosher get. And when he's being mevatel, what he's being mevatel is not the get, but what he's being mevatel is the shlichus. Again, can't not speak out one ha'ara, at least, on the first daf of Perek HaShelech. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to get into it in the next few days. But just l'shoinei azov shalach sam soifer. It's mamash is akdomet to Perek HaShelech. I just think it's kedai to speak it out. He says as follows, Dan, ki ikur din bitul chiddushu. The ikur halacha of our Mishnah, of Perek HaShelech, is a chiddush. Ki l'shav yishliach al yedei diburoi, rachman raf. The fact that a person can make a shliach, for that you have a pasuk in the Torah, the shilach, the shulcha, the shari yalfusais, reish perik beis, the kedusha, and all the other mekayrus that the Gemara brings in the beginning of Perikish Makadish. Ubedibure nasa maisa, shazeh shliach nasa gemaisa. There's a chiddush haTorah that even though you only said, please be my shliach, but at the same time it happens. Ach levatel ayidei diburoi, but to be mevatel shlichas ayidei diburoi, afal gafta misvari yeshloima. Even though logically it makes sense that hapesha asoy shliach, hu hapeh hamevatel. That the same peh that made him a shliach should have the peh to be mevatel. But at the same time, aval einenu kein. But that's not the way it works. Because at the end of the day, shlichus is gzeres hakosuv. Shaydei diburei nasa kemoisai. Vezeloi niska bekrashi yochel levatel zeh. Im kein have a solka daitach amino. So really, it would make sense for there to be a havamino sheinu yochel levatel. Kemoi betruma. I'll give you a mashal. Says the Chasam Sofer. Shem amar oichid sheiv truma betzad zeh. Let's say a person says, I want this to be truma. Shuvli asi diburoi umavatloi. You can't just be mevatlit. Im loyal yidei sheila al nidroi. But I say, hapesha asar hu hapesha hitter. It doesn't work that way. Because bidiburoi nasa maisa. Something happened al yidei diburoi. It was chal truma. Here too, it was chal ashlichos. V'hochanami havesol kadai techamina. This is something I would have thought. V'hochinami techsam soifa says, even more than that, sphira leila reish lakish, but reish perik based the kedushin to layasa dibra mevatel dibra. We mentioned reish lakish in the daf. Who holds layasa dibra mevatel dibra? So based on that, for sure, this is not something you should be able to do. Anan kaimelon k'Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Ta'asi dibur u mevatel dibur. And because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that asi dibur u mevatel dibur, so it's that chiddush of asi dibur u mevatel dibur that allows this to happen. But the Chasam Sofer says it is a chiddush. He goes a little bit weiter, but we have to learn more Gemara for that. But at the end of the day, this idea that someone can be mevatel the shlichus, because that's what's happening here in Perek HaShelech, is not as posh as it might seem. Meaning, mitzat muscharishin, yeah, hapesh asoy shliach, hu hapeh mevatloi. But it's not the way it works, because in truma it doesn't work that way. So mechatesi, once is a chiddush haTorah, is a gzeres hakosuv that says that a person can make a shliach al yedei diburei nasa maisa. It was chala shlichus. So who says you have the right to go ahead and be mevatel? But the point is that this idea that you could be mevatel shlichus is a chiddush. With this says the Chasam Sofer. This is the part we're not going to read inside. It opens up the whole Perek HaShelech. Why was it that even Barishoyin it had to be done b'fnei beis or b'fnei gimel? Just be mevatel it. You have to make a shliach b'fnei beis or b'fnei gimel. So why do I have to be mevatel b'fnei beis or b'fnei gimel? Because to make a shliach, the Torah gave me a koyach to do that. As opposed to be mevatel it, now I'm being mevatel a maisa. That's something that requires beis or requires gimel. We'll see there's an inyan that if the shlichus was done in ba'api asara, could be you need a minyan of people to be mevatel it. And all these chedushim, says the Chasam Sofer, will come to light a little bit better when you realize that really this is a very big chedush. Because the fact that you can make a shliach b'diburoi, that has a makar in the Torah. But the fact that you can be mevatel a shlichus b'diburoi, that doesn't have a makar. Yeah, osi dibur, mevatel dibur. That's true. But at the same time, that dibur that's going to be mevatul dibur has to be a dibur olam. It has to be a dibur that has a certain chashivos b'fnei beis, b'fnei gimel, b'api asara, a whole shulchan aruch. Which is why says the Chassam Sofer, and just to bring it full circle, when we went through the daf, so the Gemara mentioned the four tziyurim in the Mishnah, and each tziyur has a Mishnah. The first tziyur hataychet haMishnah. The whole akdam is one grace chiddush, and that is that the fact, the mere fact, the etzim hanochot that it's shaykh to do a bittul shlichus, that in and of itself is really a grace, chiddush. But as it relates to raid, I think it's kedai to go back before we start Shas Katan and just speak out La Shloma Sa'inyin, one last ha'ara, one last, maybe not last, Bali Nether, Neufech, as, right, Tagid Bali Nether, but one last ha'ara regarding the topic that we've been discussing this week, and that is L'Shem Yichud and Kavanas. Hamitzvahs, Kavanas, Betfilah, from the Beis Medrash of the Noida Yehuda, from the Beis Medrash of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, from the Beis Medrash of the Chassam Sofer, and really, the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, which dealt specifically with the two primary nuschos that Klal Yisrael have as it relates to Tefillah, Nusach Svart and Nusach Ashkenaz, respectively. So just to chazer what we need for Inyoneinu. The Chassam Sofer was asked the Shiloh by a Yid who had gotten up to daven for the Yomid. He was standing by the Breitel. It was in a kehila where they daven Nusach Svart, and he was wearing a beggar that was made of wool. And the Oilam was Moichel. They said, in this place, Medrash, you can't daven for the Yomid if you're wearing a beggar that's made of wool. He said, what's wrong with a beggar that's made of wool? He said, there might be one strand of Pishton. If there is, you're wearing Shatnez. And this place, Medrash, even if it's a chash rochuk mamish, you can't daven for the Yomid if maybe you're wearing Shatnez. So the Yid turned to the Chevr. He says, I understand. Every Jew I know wears begadim that are made of Temer. I never heard of such a thing. He says, I understand. And we're not looking to be Moitzi Laz on Yid. But at the same time, in this base Medrash with Prushim, this base Medrash Shmunoig in a certain way, and specifically we daven Nusach Svar. And because we daven Nusach Svar, Nusach Svar can't be soifel, even a chash rochuk of Shatnez. So the man said, I never heard of such a thing. He said, this is the way it is. And the Yid walked out, mamish b'chafui rosh. So he sent a letter to the Chassam Sofer, the Yid himself. And he asked the Chassam Sofer, Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, I was told that Nusach Svar has a certain mailet, has a certain chashivos, that you can't wear even something that has a chash rochok of shatnez if you're going to daven that Nusach Ashkenaz would be fine. But Nusach Svar would be a problem. And what does the Heilige Chassam Sofer have to say on this inyan? So the Chassam Sofer wrote back to him as follows. He said that as it relates to this anhoga, that there are yidden that feel that they don't want to wear begadim of tzemer because of the chash, that there might be a little bit of pishton in it. Kadosh yomerla. He says, azah anhoga is a beautiful anhoga. Aval shazeh in kedai v'roi lava lefnei ateva. But that someone shouldn't be able to dam to the Amid because of this chash rochuk has shaloi lahasker. That's not something that you should say. And the emes is, the Chassam Sofer wrote him, it sounds like the Olam knows that. But really, they're coming more from a place of soid. And that is, that the issue is not tefillah so much, but it's nusach svar. I mean that they dam nusach svar, it can't be soivel even this chash rochuk. Vehu said the Chassam Sofer, Dovish inani yoidea mahusach. Ulai, maybe, heim yavoyu dvorav elai, viyareini, eich, uma, umosai, avinom, then I'll understand it, v'odim beinecha, avostoma kiperushai, hevel yivtzapir. Says, at face value, I partially don't know what they're talking about. Nusach Svar is different than Nusach Ashkenaz, and it can't be soivel, achshash rochuk of shatnes. He says, this is something I'm not bakantin, and as a result, I can't help you. The Olam wants to come to me, I'm happy to listen, and maybe I'll understand it, and then I'll be machriya. But from the distance, my hergish is hevel yivtzapir. It doesn't sound like it has any mahalach. And then the Chassam Sofer digressed a little bit. And he says, I want you to know that I've already told the Oimdim Lefonai my understanding of Nusach Svart versus Nusach Ashkenaz. And he prefaced it by saying that my two rebbes, Moiri Agoyin Chasid Sheba Gehuna, Rav Nosson Adel Zeche Tzadik Levracha, Agoyin Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla, Hafla Zechreinu Levracha, Asher Meimeim Shasisi Toidu Lekel, Umi Mekoyram Chatzafti. He says, I want you to know, they daven Nusach Svart. They switched their minig. They were B'nei Ashkenaz, and they switched their minig to daven Nusach Svart. But the reason they did it, Tzedek Sam Sofer, was because they understood the kavanas of the Arizal. The Arizal composed kavanas that Yidden should have while they daven. Most people don't understand the kavanas of the Ari. It's above our pay grade, quote unquote. But Tzedek Sam Sofer, my rabbis, my Heiliger rabbis, they were mekubalim, and they understood the kavanas of the Ari. And it's for that reason they daven Nusach Sfar. Because the Arizal wrote his kavanas on Nusach Sfar. Now, Chassam Sofer said that the reason that Rizal wrote his Kavanas on Nusach Sfar is not because Nusach Sfar Be'etzim was more chashiv, but the reason that Rizal wrote his Kavanas on Nusach Sfar is because he was a Sfardi, and that was the Nusach Hidavan. Mainly he wrote it on that Nusach. And the Chassam Sofer said, had the Rizal been an Ashkenazi, he would have written his Kavanas on Nusach Ashkenaz. And by the way, said the Chassam Sofer, if any Yid would come, who's on the Madrega, that he is able to compose the Kavanas of Dari on Nusach Ashkenaz, we would have the Kavanas on Nusach Ashkenaz. Because the fact that Kavanas Dari is on Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz has nothing to do with Nusach Svar being Be'etzem more Choshev than Nusach Ashkenaz. It's punk the Nusach that Dari is on David, and that's why he wrote his Kavanas on Nusach Svar. But the point is that my rabbis, they understood the Kavanas Dari. And they felt that being that they understood it, why not daven in a nusach where they could be mechav in the kavanas? And then the Chassam Sofer said that even though it's not necessary, because really a person through his tefillah could be poiled all the tikkunim and the ilamis, whether he has the kavanah or doesn't have the kavanah. As long as you daven al das mesachnei atfilah, that in and of itself is going to be okay. But it was noyach lehem. It just seemed more glatt and more appropriate to daven with kavanas of the Ari, if they understood the kavanas Ari. And that's why they changed and they daven Nusach Sfar. And he says everyone in the Kilo would daven Nusach Ashkenaz, but they daven Nusach Sfar. And he says even after the Petir of Daflo, when his son, the Baal Machna Levi, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, he says he went back to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. I, his father, daven Nusach Sfar, because it wasn't his minik to daven Nusach Sfar. It wasn't a Kabbalah that I feel it's a more chashev than Nusach, but he was davening because he understood the kavanas Ari. The Baal Machna Levi didn't daven with the kavanas Ari. And it's for that reason he went back to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. But he says to say that there's a mailo in Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz, so it's interesting. In the same tshuva that the Chassam Sofer says there's no mailo in Nusach Svar, is the tshuva, often quoted, where he says that my Rebbe is daven Nusach Svar. But you have to go through the tshuva, you have to see the context. He was saying that hagam they daven Nusach Svar, it was not because they held that there was a mailo to Nusach Svar. And that's why everyone around them continued davening Nusach Ashkenaz. Even the floor son can daven Nusach Ashkenaz. The reason they daven Nusach Svar is because they understood the Kavanas Ari, and the Arizal punked, heavy, but punked, wrote it on Nusach Svar. What's the punk? Because he was born. His yichus was from the Svardim. And that was the Nusach he davened b'Mesoira, and that's the way he davened, the way he davened. Lamaisa, there was another letter that was sent to the Chassam Sofer after this tshuva got out. And in the second letter, the Shoyl quoted the Heilige Yismach Moshe, who wrote a tshuva in Shailos HaTshuvos Heishav Moshe on this very inyan. And he spoke more al-pisoid, al-pichsidus, about the maila of Nusach Svar. Specifically, he said that based on Torah from the Magid Mimezrich, today, Bismanenu, you have to daven Nusach Svar if you want your tefillah to be neskabel. And it's based on an idea, there's different nuschoyos of it, but in Shemayim there are 12 or 13 sha'arim through which a person's tefillah goes and is heard. And the question is, why do you need all these sha'arim? Just have one sha'ar, a sha'ar of tefillah, sha'ar of demais, right? Why do you need all these different sha'arim for tefillah? And the reason, said the Magid Mimezrich, is because really every single shevet has a different Shoyrish Neshama. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, they're all different. Each one is Kaddish, Kedoshim, but at the same time, it's a different Shoyrish Neshama. And the Shoyrish Neshama of each Shevet is manifest in Tefillah. And if you're from Shevet Ploini, you have to daven Nusach Ploini. And if you don't daven Nusach Ploini, your Tefillah can't be answered. And the reason is, because each Shevet's Tefillah can only go through one Shar, and you need your Nusach to get it through that Shar. So there's some science for Stutzach in the Olamos, where if you're from Shevet Ploini, you have to be able to daven the Nusach Ploini. Once upon a time, people knew what Shevet they were from. But then, B'meshach HaGolos, all the Yidden were Nesarev, and people no longer know. Yanim, Levim, Yechidim know what Shevet they're from, but most Yidden don't know what Shevet they're from. So the Arizal came, and the Arizal composed the Nusach HaTfilah. This Nusach HaTfilah is made up of all the different Nuschais. And because it's made up of all the different Nuschais, so now, regardless of what Sherish Neshama you have, regardless of what Shevet you are, If you daven this nusach, your tefillah will be nisgabel. So he wrote back to the Chassam Sofer that no, nusach svar is not just another nusach. This is a nusach that has shroshim from the Arizal, and it's a nusach that today you better daven, because if you don't daven nusach svar, how do you know your tefillah is ever going to go through the shayl it needs to go through? Your tefillahs may never be answered. And this is what the shayl really came to be moisif to the Chassam Sofer. He says, don't you know? And he quoted it from the Sefer from the Maggid. He said it in the Sefer Lekutei Amar. So the Chassam Sofer wrote back then, and he said, "Masha hutak malos in the sefer lekutei amarin." Oisai sefer lo nimtza bekiyla seino. He says we don't have that sefer in Preshberg. Ki afilu b'shasu poisk ki hu chayenu varich yomenu v'am nega yom v'alaylo ein li pnai la'ayim ba'achroina ki im b'shas varishoina. And then he says, "Va'ach and besides lo zochisi lahavin divrei asefer ahu." Besides, the way you're explaining to me Vashtet in the Torah from the Maggid, I don't understand it. And he goes and he asks very chsam soifedik, kasha after kasha after kasha, whole bunch of kashas on this idea that nusach svar is a nusach that's meant l'bnei ataruvois. At the end, the chsam soifer writes, okay, in divrei ha-sefer anal ki divrei sefer ha-chosom. Ukvar Kosav Ramban Besifre Melchemes Choyva Kol Mashloi Nintze B'Shas Bavli V'Yerushalmi Amidrashayim Ein Oda Mechuyev Lahaminoi V'Hamay Minyam. That's how he feared us. So he says, I hear, but this is not an Indian that I have a Masayrin, and as a result, it's very, very schwer to me because of many, many reasons. And this was the Tshuva the Chassam Sofer. So really, if you go through the Chassam Sofer's Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer's understanding of Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz is that they're always different kehilos in Klal Yisrael. This goes back to the times of the Rambam and prior, where Yidden that came from the Medinos of Sfarah davened in one nusach, and the Yidden that came from the Medinos of Ashkenaz, they davened in another nusach. And this is always the way it's been. And for each one is kulam ahuvim and kulam berurim, and the kulam shavim l'taiva. If a person davens b'kavana nusach svar, the tefillas are not shayach. And if a person davens b'kavana b'nusach ashkenaz, his tefillas are not shayach. Ve'elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim. And the emes is, the Chassam Sofer says, he says it clearly in the tshuva, that if you're from b'nei svarad, you mechuyev to follow your minute. And if you're from b'nei ashkenaz, you mechuyev to follow your minute. Incidentally, it's a mefurish of Magen Avram, the beginning of Simen Samaches, where the Magen Avram says that when it comes to all these different minhagim and hilchas tefillah, and that's in hilchas kriyas shma punkt, he brings up a shame that Yerushalmi, afapisha shochu lechem seder atfilois al teshanu mi minig avisech. He has to keep his minig. So really, depending on what your minig is, what the Messiah is, from vanet irshtam, that determines exactly the way that you're supposed to daf. As it relates to the taina that was being expressed to the Chassam Sofer, that there's a mailo in Nusach Svard, that it's a more choshev in Nusach, v'horaya that Rizal wrote his kavanas on Nusach Svard, and there's an idea that was expressed in the Sefer from the Maggid Mezrich that it's for the Bnei Ataruvos, so that today, being that people don't know what Shevet they're from, this is a Nusach that you better daven in. He said, this is something that Amay Min Yamin, but it's not something that he was familiar with at all. And he said, by the way, you should know my Rebbe's daven Nusach Svart, but don't think they daven Nusach Svart because they held that there was something Be'etzim and more Chashev about the Nusach. They daven Nusach Svart because they knew the Kavanah Sari, and Punkt Arizal wrote his Kavanah on Nusach Svart, Shoyah Svart. But had he written about Nusach Ashkenaz, it's poshut they would have davened about Nusach Ashkenaz. The Haraya, everybody around Rav Nosson Adler, everybody around the Haflah, his own son davened Nusach Ashkenaz. Aye, if he held there was a more chashuv in Nusach Be'etzim, said the Chassam Sofer, I knew my Rebbe, I knew his son, I'm telling you, he would have davened the same Nusach his father davened. The Teretz says he didn't. And the reason he didn't is because the Haflah never held that it was a more chashuv in Nusach Be'etzim, and that's the reason that he davened the way he davened. Now this tshuva from the Chassam Sofer was Marashoy Lomis. And there were many, many tshuvas that were written up until Zmanenu, related to this Groisa tshuva and tshuvois, Simen Tes Vav and Simen Tes Zayin. And really, the Rosh HaMedabrim, as it relates to the rebuttal, to what the Chassam Sofer said, was the Heilige Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim is in Shailos Tshuvas Divrei Chaim. It's a Rechaim, Chelik Beis, Simen Ches. And he asks a few kashas on the Chassam Sofer, going backwards. He said, the Chassam Sofer heard from the Shoyal that state in the Maggid Mezrich, this Inyan, that Arizal wrote Nusach Svard L'Bnei Ataruvos. And the Chassam Sofer says, we don't have the Sefer L'Kutei Amorim. He doesn't understand Sefer Hanau. So says the Divrei Chaim. The Chassam Sofer didn't have the Maggid Sefer Memelo. He said, but this Inyan was not the Chiddush of the Maggid. This is something that anyone that's versed in Sifrei Kabbalah knows. Rav Chaim Vital wrote about it, B'Shem Darizal. It's in the Sefer, Mishnas Chasidim. It's in the Mavri Yabuk. It's in many, many of the classical Kabbalistic works that there's Yud Bei Sha'arim of Tefillah for each Shevet, and each Shevet has to have its own Nusach, which by definition means that if you don't know what Shevet you're from, you don't know. There's a 1 in 12 chance that you're saying the right Tefillah. And as a result, we needed a Tikkun, and that was the Koyach of Darizal, who was Makabu from Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu HaGiladi, and that's what's going on over here. So the Chassam Sofer said, I hear. But the Chassam Sofer didn't know all this? Of course he did. So what's Parshat Pshat? He said, I don't understand Parshat Pshat and the Chassam Sofer. He says, besides, the Chassam Sofer is saying that the reason that Rizal wrote his Kavanos on Nusach Svardi and not Nusach Ashkenaz is Mepnei Shehoya Svardi. And because he was a Svardi, so this was the Nusach that he daven. Said the Divrei Chaim, Nusach Svard that we have, or Nusach Ari, which is a version of it, that's not the Nusach that the Svardim daven. It's really a unique Nusach. Right, there's Nusach Svard, there's Nusach Ashkenaz, and then if someone really davens in a Svardish Keilo, it's not the same Nusach. In fact, there's a tshuva from Rabbi Vadi Yosef in Yabi Omer, where Rabbi Vadi Yosef discusses whether someone who's from Svarad can daven Nusach Svard, because it's not mamish the same Nusach. But the point is, it's not the same Nusach. And being that it's not the same Nusach, said the Divrei Chaim, it doesn't sound like the Arizal wrote this Nusach because he was Svardi. If it's because he was Svardi, it would be the same Nusach as the Svardim. Elamai, it's Lubnei HaTaruvos. That's mamish what it feels like. It has Ashkenaz in it, it has Svardin, it has a little bit of everything in it. And Hogufa, Doshte in Svar Makdoshim. This is what all the Kedoshe Elyon said. See, he says to him, what the Chassam Sofer said is Tamua Adlamoid. So in other words, the Chassam Sofer says that Evesnish from the Magid, Hamayim and Yamin. Says, what do you mean? It's not just the Magid's Chiddush. This is something that's mamish Kabbalah 101. So how could it be the Chassam Sofer was unsure of that? And besides, the big taina that Arizal wrote his kavanas on Nusach Svardi, that the Chassam Sofer was being doicha, and he said, oh, he did it because Shehoya Svardi, he says, then it would be kavanas on the regular Nusach Svardi, on the Nusach that the Rambam daven. It's not the Nusach that the Rambam daven. So if that's the case, it sounds like there's a little bit more here. And this would be a reglaim ledover to what it is, the Chassidish Svarim, and what it is that the Mekubalim was saying. It's interesting. So we just mentioned that Rabbi Vadi Yosef, and thank you Ralph Jamal for showing me the tshuva, but Rabbi Vadi Yosef in Yabiya Oymer Chelek Vav, it's in Eir Chaim Simen Yud, he has a long, long arichas on this in Kedarke Bakoidesh. And there was one thing that struck me, see, in his encyclopedic Bekiyas, so Rabbi Vadi brings that this that the Chassam Sofer said, that the Arizal was a Svardi, and it's for that reason he wrote his Pirush on Nusach Svard, he said that in and of itself is not Pashut at all. And he starts quoting different Svarim that say that Arizal wasn't a Svardi, Arizal was an Ashkenazi. In fact, he came Migeza HaMarshal. His name was Luria, just like the Marshal's name was Luria. And really, it certainly sounds like Arizal was Ashkenazi, just based on his name. Now, I was going through the Maror Mekaymus. He brings it for Reb Chaim Palagi. He brings it from Rabbi Manuel Chayriki, the great Svardish Mekobol, and Mamish Avoin the Kulano. He brings it from the Chidah in Shailos Achuvas Yosef Aimes, where he says Mefurish the Chidah. He's discussing the same minion as a person allowed to daven in the different Nusach. Umi Lanu Gadol Mirabenu Arizal Shehu Haya Ashkenazi. This is the Chidah. Mi Mishpachas Marshals Al Vachol Ashana Haya Mispalu Benusach Svardim Zulus Biyavin Ayron Kimeduba Besefer Hakavanas. So it's a Pelafin Azach. The Chassam Sofer, who was Ashkenazi, said that Arizal was a Svardi, and all the Svardish Gedolim all said that Arizal was Ashkenazi. And Mamish, it's like reminiscent of the Gemara by Marchei HaTzadik, Ish Yemini or Ish Yehudi, right? The Shvatim were each saying that he's from the other Shevet, which is the Pli Atzuma. Everybody, I would think, would want Arizal to be part of that Shevet. And here all the Ashkenazish are saying, no, he was a Svardi, and that's why he wrote it in Nusach Svardi. If I can't, the Svardim are saying, no, you see, just the opposite, he was an Ashkenazi, and Afal Pikein, he davened it in Nusach Svardi. It's a fascinating sidebar, but the bottom line is, these are the great Sakashas. These are the great Sakashas on the Chassam Sofer. So I'll just tell you something very, very interesting. And that is, it's Yodua, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Igros Moshe, wrote a tshuva on this topic. The tshuva from Rav Moshe is in Eir Chaim, Chelik Beis. It's Simin Chav Dalet. The tshuva was written, Chav He Shvat, Tof Shin Chav Beis. So he wrote the tshuva in 1962. So the question that was asked was the following question, which is not terribly uncommon Bekehilo Seinu in 08701. This was the Shaila. Bederech, bedover, she'avicha humi mishpacha shal chasidim. I understand your family comes from Hasidim. Shemispalim benusach shekayrin oisa nusach svar. Notice the lashon. They daven a nusach that's referred to as nusach svar. It's not the real nusach svar. Avol mikivin shavicha gar b'makim shemispalim benusach Ashkenaz. But lemaisa, your family lives in a city where, for the most part, they daven nusach Ashkenaz. Vegam lemadet to be al duscha lispalim benusach Ashkenaz. And you went to a yeshiva where they daven nusach Ashkenaz. Mishum shekein lamdusham. But leirotza vicha leval v'loischa. Your father didn't want to be meval. But you see, he was mechanach you to daven nusach Ashkenaz. So somebody sends a shout out to Rav Moshe. He says, I come from Chassidim. My family, they daven nusach svar. It just so happens that we live in a kehila where they daven nusach Ashkenaz. And I went to a yeshiva where they daven nusach Ashkenaz. And my father told me, don't daven nusach svar, daven nusach Ashkenaz. Ve'ata shegedalta. Now you got older. Mesupik ata. Now you're already not sure. Ulayata mechuyiv lachzer ulespala benusach svar. Shemespala lavicha. You have a suffix what to do. You're thinking, okay, so you're right. When I was young, I was in yeshiva. That's why my father was mechanich me. Abul amaisa chabad minig. And my minig is, ich kimfin nisach svart. So if that's the case, this is the shayli asked Ramosh. Should I continue davening nusach Ashkenaz, or should I go back to davening nusach svart? Again, this is one of the most famous tshuvas in Igros Moshe, which is saying a lot. There's a lot of famous tshuvas. So it says Ramosh, hine, yodua shekol anshei poilin, v'ungar, v'rusland, levad mekoymes orechoykim korim, Ukedoyma, he bnei Ashkenaz. All these places, they're bnei Ashkenaz. Af a chassidim, even the chassidim. The af shen espashto shitas achsidus, and until not the af, the ad shen espashto shitas achsidus, until chassidus started permeating Europe, espalulu kula b'nusach Ashkenaz. Ach acha kach eschilu roshi achsidim lahanig lespalu b'nusach achar beize shinuyim. They started a nusach achis. He doesn't refer to it as nusach of the svardim. A nusach achar beize shinuyim. Venimso she'en lahachshev shinui minig masha hischalto lespal nusach Ashkenaz. When you started davening nusach Ashkenaz as a kid, I wouldn't call that a shinui minig. Af, although that your father v'oid beis v'gimel doiris hischilu lespal nusach achadosh, even if you go back doiris in your family, it's already four generations, let's say, where they've been davening nusach svard. I don't think it's a shinui minig. Shari adirabo heim shinui minig aviseyam. They're the ones that changed their minik. The Enyo do a tambor. He says, I'll be honest with you. I don't have a good reason and an explanation. But Masha Hitiru Lashanas Nusach HaGavur. Had they had a right to change it. Neged Ayurishalmi Shehevi Amogad Avram. Reish Simen Samachas. Ki Masha Yesh Oymim She Nusach Svard Hu Nusach Kloli. It says Ramosh, even though there's a Yesh Oymim that says a Nusach Svard is a Nusach Kloli. Lemish Enyo Yedei Shiftoi. For someone that doesn't know a Shevet, Ayim Chsam Soifer Rechaim Simen Tezayin Shabbatu Svarazo. Take a look at the Chsam Soifer, he was Mevatel the Svara. The Gam Levadze, he says, beside, Ha Nusach Shem Espala Inu Nusach Svarja Edgar Rama. It's not that Nusach anyways. The Beroi Vadvarim Hu Kenusach Ashkenaz, Rak Be'ezem Akoyme Shinu, V'nimse Shneina Nusach Loi Kenusach Ashkenaz, V'loi Kenusach Svarad. So he says at the end, he says, Al Koponim Einonu Ma'arin Al Eilu Sheshinu. He says, Chas V'Shalom, I don't want you to walk away from the Shuvah thinking that I'm being Ma'arin on people that switch from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Svarad. V'adai Hoyulem Tam, Sherashon L'shano Yisbezeh. Avot Yishechad Roitzel Lachzor. Ulespalo nusach Ashkenaz shu nusach Aviseinu v'Aviseinu v'adei Rashoi shari choizo likad Musay. This is what Rav Moshe wrote in Igros Moshe. Very much quoting the Chsam Sofer and very much al derech the Chsam Sofer. That to me it's a pasha to halacha shayla. I'm not sure what the grace of Suffolk is. The Magen Avraham says you have to follow your minig. Your minig is you come from Ashkenaz, which means you're supposed to daven nusach Ashkenaz as it relates to this Indian of a nusach for the bnei ataruva is not knowing what shevet you're from. Ein b'chsam soifer shabbat l'svarazu. Chsam soifer hatzach kimach nish visendik from this old Indian. He says amay min yamin. But he said he made himself completely oblivious to the fact that there's such an Indian. And from a pure halachic perspective, there's minhagim. You have an obligation to follow your minhag. Based on that, there's no question that this is something that you're supposed to do. Stating that, there's another tshuva that was written on this topic. There are many, many, many. But I'll just mention one other, B'kitzah Nimritz. And that's a tshuva that was written in Shailos HaTshuvas Minchas Haluza. And this is in Chelek Aleph, and it's Simen Yod Aleph. The question that was sent to the Minchas Haluza was the following. Kvar noida pluktas ha'gdoilum ha'achroinim b'tshuva yisein. Immutu l'shanes menusach Ashkenaz l'nusach Svarit. Shemispalim achsidim anim shochem acher talmidei Rabbeinu habal shem tov hakadosh zchus yogon olein. Okay, yesh lehis topic. I have a suffix. Be'ir shekvar nagus there rabbis b'shanim. V'gam oid midor shalifneim lespalo kafim minig v'nusach svar shal achsidim. that if you're in a place where the minig is to daven nosach svard, the chadoshim mikarav bo, and now all of a sudden there's a ruach chadoshna roitzim l'shamis lahepach. Haynu l'spala me'ata nosach ashkenaz. So you have a kehilu, everyone davens nosach svard, and now chadoshim mikarav bo, they want to change the minig, they want to daven nosach ashkenaz. In rashon aloi, is this something that you're allowed to do? Or is this not something you're allowed to do? So he starts this. 5 pages long. We're not going through it, but he starts it. Hina, you do it. Dibri Chaim, soif. Erichaim, stay tshuvas. But Davar Azar, he goes and he brings the Dibri Chaim's kashes and the Ma'am Shik's rebuttal to the Dibri Chaim. Said Titzach Lebedik. We can manage take this until Hadra Alach Masachtes Gittin the Hadra Chalon. I'm telling you, there's so much here to talk about. It's loy umi ki yisuper because it digresses from its digression and it's not shy of all the sidebars that are happening here. But the bottom line is, he starts over the Chaim Soifer and he writes pages and pages and pages, and he K'muvin defends the position of the Talmidei Abesht, and he talks about the idea that Arizal Avada, he wrote his pirush on Nusach Svard, Mitzad Mailas on Nusach Svard. He asks all the kashas that everybody asks. It's also a beautiful likud, besides for the Harifas Hayodua of the Minchas Aluzer, but he brings everything over here. Hafachba v'afachba the Kulubah. And he comes out very, very strongly, very passionately, Kedarkei Bakoidesh, that no, there's a tremendous mile on Nusach Svard. You better daven Nusach Svard, because if you don't daven Nusach Svard, you're not davening the nusach of the taruvos. How do you know your tefillah will ever be answered? It's very sharp. But this is what he says. So he says as follows. Just read the last paragraph. Mamash skipping all the way to the end. Ad koi dibarnu litzadit b'schus rabbeisenu akdoshim talmidei al b'ashem tevschus yogan aleinu. V'anim shochem achareyem. Shenagu l'spala b'nusach harizal. U'bidarcheyem neilech. And we're going to follow in their ways. Ad hoilech v'or nochem ayoyim b'bias goyel tzadik. V'af shehis hascholas kabanosem hoyurak liyachidei skulo. So he acknowledges something very interesting. And the Yodei Dover know this. That when he started originally, it was only meant for the Yodei Dover. Ha-misnagim b'darkei ha-chasidus. Kumei chinir b'michtav ha-kodesh b'soif sefer noyim alimelech. B'tfusim chadoshim. Omnam kivin shen espashit achakach bein ha-misapkim b'afa ragli ha-tzadikim u-bikihilo. Oy beis ha-knesses she-espalnu ad-atam nusach ha-rizal ha-nikra nusach svard, etc., etc. Therefore, it became minig. And it's something that every single Yid is supposed to do. So he says like this, M.K., right now that Darizal's nusach is the real nusach, and it's already doiris, tzvichin d'chsidim, that this is the nusach that we daven, so there's a bechino of altitish toiris imecha to switch from nusach svar to nusach ashkenaz. Meaning, if this was a frivolous change, where we don't know why, then, okay, Yevra Moshe's true v'negus Moshe, adarabba. You're going back to the way it was supposed to be. You're resetting. As I daft says, but there is a tam, and there's a tam gadol b'davar. And because of that, this is now the nusach you're supposed to daven. And not punkt. No, this is real. This is real. And if you have a minig to daven this real nusach, so now you're mechuyev to daven this nusach. And if that's the case, it's pasha, this is what you have to do. So he says, v'gam ki kefiya muvin b'day reisenu. He says, I believe ki ein kavanas anoshim ke'elu sheroitzen l'shanes misvar la'ashkenaz kenisker. These chevre that want to switch from nusach svar to nusach ashkenaz, rak lasois chadoshis l'greisa. They're trying to downgrade the kedusha of the kehilo. B'darkei achadoshim, asher al kiyoytze b'zeh. Listen to this quote. You ready for this? He says, asher kiyoytze b'zeh. He says, pasha to me, why do they want to daven nusach ashkenaz? Oh, because chadoshim l'bekarim. There's a ruach, there's a geist of Yerida that's coming. So he says, you know what I'm going to tell you? Unbelievable. He says, Chadosh is awesome in Atayra. How can you daven Ashkenaz? We're all davening Nusach Svar. And they're coming in the Greisa. Al zeh nemar Chadosh awesome in Atayra. This is what he writes. Kivin shekvar nagu bebeis haknes ezeh benusach svar. Va'af im ptsas mehem yakishu zois befiyam. He says, I know if you confront people, they're never going to admit that the reason they want to go away from Svar and go back to Ashkenaz is in the Greisa. But at the same time, I'll tell you the truth. Eres, miloshim poison, sofun betzfun oiseyem. He says, "Shuv roisi b'sefer shalos shuv es beis hayoyzer shenitvas mechad shekasav gamkein ki l'shanos lehepech haynu misvard la'ashkenaz bevaday also l'shanos." No question, it's also the other way. It's not also, but to go from svard to ashkenaz is zicher also v'ashem yikapzenu yachad beis atfilo yikar l'chol amim here b'yemein. So said the Minchas Aluzer, it's just the opposite. He says Nusach Svard has a Makar. A Makar Neman and all the Svar Makdoshim and all the painters of the Chassam Sofer are all Mufrich. They're Mamish Abgefrecht. And it's Pashat that Nusach Svard is the Ikan Nusach that you have to daven. And if that's the case, if you have a Messiah now to daven Nusach Svard, you can't go back to daven in Nusach Ashkenaz. You have to daven Nusach Svard. So if you ask Ramosha would say, to go from Ashkenaz to Svard, I don't understand. Obviously, there must have been a reason. If you want to go from Svard to Ashkenaz, you're just resetting. You're going back to where it all began. The Michzaluz held just the opposite. To go from Ashkenaz to Svar, that's exactly what was instituted by all the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, Zchusyon Galeinu. And as a result, l'chatchila, you're supposed to do that. To go from Svar to Ashkenaz, now there's no Eitzel. What's the Makar to that? There's a Makar to go from Ashkenaz to Svar, the Talmidei Abesh. But there's no Makar to go from Svar to Ashkenaz. And therefore, if you want to go in that way, that's not something you could do. And not just that, Chodesh Asim and Atayri said. So if you're going to go now from Svar to Ashkenaz, this is not something that you'd be able to do. But just to be Messiah with one last thing, and that is Rabbi Yisrael Vider showed me a Dover Nifla. And that is, the Chassam Sofer said in his Tshuva, he said that Arizal wrote his Kavonis on Nusach Svard, Mipnei Shehoya Svardi. And then he said a Lashon. Had he been an Ashkenazi, he would have written it on Nusach Ashkenaz. And if there'd be a person that was Shayach to be Oymed on the Kavonis of the Arizal, that Dover Nusach Ashkenaz, he would be able to write the same Kavanos of the Arizal on Nusach Ashkenaz. There's a Siddur Agra. It's called Siddur Agra Benigla Ubenista. It was just recently reprinted. Siddur Agra Benigla Ubenista. So this was a Ksavyad that the Vilna Gaon had left over that was discovered many years after the Ptira of the Vilna Gaon, and it came to print, it seems, in the late 1800s. And there were three Haskamas that were given when the Siddur Agra HaNiglav HaNister was put out, and one of them was written by the great Litvish Goyim, Rabbi Tzalla HaKoyim Mivilna. So we know Cheshuk Shloimer, Rabbi Shloimer HaKoyim Mivilna had an older brother that he used to talk about who passed away prematurely, Rabbi Tzalla HaKoyim Mivilna, known very, very famously as one of the great Goyim in Litva. So he wrote a Hakdama to this Siddur. Just read through the first few lines. Hey, Manichbad HaYoyim. What a chosh of a day. Behigolois niglois. Hay nahoira da alma kulo. Da havi gniza utmira me idna tuva. Ubarach hapiseach lanu shari oira. Lahore ene amechakim lirois beha oira agonos meyaz ubar hu bashchakim. Ula hatsumi ben achrakim chikum amtakim vikuloi machmadim. This is a poem. But he's saying, what an amazing day that there's an oir that had been hidden for so long that suddenly is being exposed and it's suddenly being revealed. What is this oir? Zapirish at Sidur at Tfila, the Sisrin Virozin Iloin, the Skalon Lono, Al Yide Elio Zochalatoiv, which Elio, who knew Maron Agoy, and Rabin Shokobne Agoy, the Irvi Kaddish Minshmaya, Rabbeinu Agob of Akodish, Hagroz Echetzadik the Kaddish Livrocha Mivilna, Ashenimta Ben Xaviat Kotchoi, Pirish al Sidur, the Nusach at Tfila Shalon, who Nusach Ashkenaz, Alderach Asoid. And this Pirish said, Rabbi Tzalla HaKoyim Mivilna was written al pi derech HaKoydesh, asher kvar nitfas mikisvei ha'ari HaKadosh Zecher Tzadik Livracha, al nusach Svard. Ukemo shekosav ha'goyin Ramosha Sofer Zecherono Livracha b'tshuvasoi, shem b'loy sofek, asher gam nusach ha'tfilo shalonu b'nei Ashkenaz niskan al das soid. Gamken. Rak sha'arizal shohoyim yilidei Svardim k'noida kosav ha'soidais mei ha'tfila al nusach Svardim levad. V'ilu hoyim nimtsu gam etz Ashkenaz and godol b'chochmas ha'kabola k'arizatzal hoyim megalei leinu kol ha'soidais ha'kdoshim. V'rozen da'almen ilon kulein al nusach tfilas Ashkenaz and gam kem b'lisavik. V'ato oleinu lohoidais l'ashem. We have to give oidot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher zochinu b'doira achrin hazeh lo'or HaKadosh hazeh. We were zoicha to this or hamer la'oretz v'ladorim b'dvarim o'imdim b'rumay shaloyla mikodesh elyon marin hakodesh agrozei chetzadik levroch asher hele baruch asher kol asoydes hakdoshim shal Arizal. You got it. The Chassam Sofer said if there'd be someone that was shayach to write the Kavanas Ari on Nusach Ashkenaz, we would have it on Nusach Ashkenaz too. And Rabbi Tzalla HaKoyim Mivilna, when he wrote his Haskama on this Sefer, he said that's exactly what this Sefer is. You want to know the Haskama? What an epic Haskama. This is the Haskama. The Chassam Sofer wrote in Tshuva Tezvah that we don't have Kavanas Ari on Nusach Svad because who's shayach? You know who was shayach? The Vilna Goyen was shayach. And the Vilna Goyen Dvarim Niflam Adlamait. His Pirish Atfila, the Siddur Agrab and Niglub and Ister. This is the Kavanas Ari. And a Yid like Rabbi Tzala Kaim Vilna, Litvish Yid who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, for him, I mean, you see the excitement. It's Lo Yomen Ki Yisuper. It's Mahamish Lo Yomen. He's so excited because finally he was zoicha to be able to have elu ve'elu divrei kimchai. And for him to be able to daven nusach ashkenaz and at the same time have the kavanas, maybe not the kavanas ari, but the kavanas ve'lyo zoche latoiv, the kavanas of the Vilna Gaon. Again, every time we learn a sugi like this, this is just a raid bite. Elu ve'elu divrei kimchayim. And we always say the biggest raya that this was a machloikis l'shem shamayim is because you see it's soiferless guy, the Baruch Hashem, today, 200 years later, Nusach Svar, Nusach Ashkenaz, the Olam, Mekritzach, Baruch Hashem, Ezvahim, Basufa, Mishtak, all be Zeichet, that all our tefillahs should be Neskabel, the Meher B'Yameinu, Amen.